a show where she talks about herself and her experiences.
One of my birthdays, a friend actually wrote me a song.
My parents were the walking distance. It's foul, but we used to check it there.
The guests, they have strong opinions and stories for this.
Oh, she didn't even greet me.
This thing just carry hammer the knack for my head.
But this is us. This is me. I didn't change.
If you are good, you don't need someone to tell you that you are good to justify your goodness.
Happy moment.
Motivational speaker cannot do it, but he's telling you to look and do it.
Sad moments.
Oh, okay, the first relationship. Oh, it ended badly.
And everything in between.
I don't think you're in a place to think about my personal belief on this.
I still love as a beautiful thing.
My name is Toby Podcast. Starts now.
Hi guys, welcome to my podcast. My name is Toby. How are you doing today? I don't know what today's episode is. Is it a story? Is it a story about a story? Or is it a reflection? You know, deep self-reflection. But I'm going to title today's episode, Lent and Lies. So, I think it dawned on me sometime earlier this year that I was a liar. Putting it like this is a bit dramatic, but I tell little lies for effect, for story effect. What do I mean? So there are two stories, right? So this particular day, I got to work a few minutes late. You're supposed to be at work by latest 8 o'clock. By then, I got to work by past 8. And then my supervisor, Mr. X, was like, oh, what happened? And I'm like, if I tell you what happened there, I just finished fighting, almost fighting. Like, oh, what happened? I'm like, was not this bus I entered? And then they said they were going to take this amount of money, but I said now I was going to pay this amount. And then he agreed. Now give me my change. He refused to give me my change. And then it was a whole tussle where they're arguing. He even carried me past my bus stop. You know, he was supposed to stop me at this place, but then he carried me to that place, and then I had to walk all the way back. But then I collected my change. This Lagos, everybody in this Lagos are mad and things like that. And then it was not like, oh, calm down, it's true, like Lagos can be a wild place, don't worry, things like that. But that was a complete lie. So yes, there was a whole thing where, so now mind you, this is still during the whole cash scarcity period. In fact, no, this was when, after the election, Tinubu had become the president, and then he gave this weird, you know, during his inauguration, he said stuff like, oh, fuel subsidy has been removed, right? And then people panicked, and then they increased price of transport and things like that. So because of that, coming to work was like a lot. But then you would go to, for example, from Obalende to my workplace, I used to enter 400 or something. In fact, the day after Tinubu made that statement, they started collecting 1,000. It was so weird. And then they reduced it to about 700. But then you could still price it down to like 500. So this particular day, I told this driver 700. And then he said 700. I told him 500. I was like, yeah, whatever. So now he had not given me my change. So I'm like, see, my change is, give me my change, things like that. So he was not supposed to give me this particular change. And he was not answering me. So I'm like, ah, is this man going to go back on his words and give me like 300 instead of 500 change, right? So I kept saying things like, give my change. But then, as we were getting to my destination, I was pressing phone and they carried me past my bus stop, basically. So when I now realized that, oh my God, please stop me here. Oh yeah, give me my change. The driver was now like, look at you. I thought you said we were going to that particular place, but now you stopped here. And you know that from here, there to here, the money has increased. I still want to take that change back. I was like, please, just give me my change. I don't want to quarrel. And he gave me my actual change. Oh. And then I now had to walk all the way back. The distance was far. I now walked all the way back, got to work a few minutes late, and now cooked up that whole story that I was fighting with a driver that didn't want to, like, agree on the initial price. So the thing is, because I'm a storyteller, I know how to tell a story, you know, start from the beginning, get it to a peak, and then land you, like, make a story a good one. So if something in real life is not happening the way an ideal story should happen, I would not tell little lies for effect to, you know, make it the perfect story it should be. And after telling that story, I realized it. I'm like, shoot, It was. I did not even know. Like, after telling my supervisor that thing, I just came to the realization that you're a bloody stupid liar. And I decided, okay, I think it was during Lent that time, or maybe it was about to be during Lent. I don't know, Sha. But I decided that what I was going to give up for Lent, that period, was lying. That I was going to try my best not to lie. So yeah, Lent has come and gone. And yeah, I did not live up to that. Is a promise. You know, I still caught myself lying in some situations or another. And another one I remember, again, has to do with this my supervisor, because he's a really nice person and he's my favorite person in the office. So I can just go and gist with him, tell him anything and stuff like that. So again, we're still discussing this whole cash scarcity thing. So now, drivers were doing, if you don't have new notes, they won't carry you. So people were trekking, like where things were happening in that period. So that's how I entered this bus, and this man, I think to get to where we're going to was 200 naira, right? So mind you, 200 naira is, you're supposed to have the new note. If you don't have the new note, you're not entering. So this man managed to gather small change. He had gathered 100 naira. He had 50 naira. He had the 20 naira and another 20 naira. So what he had with him was 190. It was remaining 10 naira for him to make up the actual transport fare. And he was now, I could see him struggling, and he was an elderly man struggling that, looking in his pocket, is there any 10 naira anywhere he can bring out so he can at least complete his transport fare? And he didn't have, and he's like, this one that the drivers, they are not smiling, or what if they don't take this 190 from him? So he was struggling visibly, and I saw it. So I was like, don't worry, I would pay your transport fare. And he was so grateful and gracious. I was like, thank you so much. So I paid for me and him, and we got to where we're going to. Now, the next day, I got to work and felt the need to gist that X, what had happened. I was not just saying that, you know, that Lagos conductors are the most terrible people ever. That, do you know what happened? That this man in question, that the transport was 200 naira, but he had 190. He had gathered small change here and there, but because of 10 naira, they told this man to get out of the bus, and, you know, they didn't carry him. And it was not me that said, oh, don't worry, you should come back, let me pay for him. Now, just imagine how wicked people can be and things like that. So, yes, this man indeed had 190. Yes, indeed, I paid for him. But the whole Lagos conductors being wicked thing never happened. I mean, we would never know now, right? Because I didn't allow the man hand the conductor the money to know if he was, in fact, going to pity him and just accept the 190 or kick him out of the bus. But then, for story effect, I had to cook that up and then told that story. And that was a complete lie. And it was so unnecessary because, you know, first of all, nobody asked you to come and gist anybody anything. And second of all, if you had told the story exactly how it was, it would have still been a complete story. But yeah, there would be no effect or the dramatic effect of Lagos conductors being weird and wicked and things like that. I just like had to put all that inside there so that it would be a good story. But yeah, I caught myself doing that again. I'm like, shit, you shouldn't have done that. Like, why did you... If I'm thinking about it, and I think this story was the first one, because we're still during the cash scarcity period, and after doing this, I told myself I was not going to do it anymore. The whole giving up lies for Lent. But then when Tinubu became president, and then the other incident happened, and I told another lie, and I'm like, see, I don't know. Maybe lying is not something that if I say I want to give up, I just give up like that. But the good thing is that I catch myself. I know when I'm being completely honest and when I'm like making things up and like adding small things here and there for story effect. I don't know. It's self-awareness-ish. Like I said, I mean, this podcast is for two things. For the audience to be entertained with my plenty drama happening in my life. But it's also for me. You know, it's me documenting my life here and there to be like, hey, there are some things that I do. There are some things about me that I just want to put out there. It's interesting. People... like having to realize a particular vice they have. And you know when they say, oh, lying to yourself, that, you know, I mean, you can lie to every other person, but to you, because Mr. X, now those two stories, he can never know that, I don't know, they were made up unless he listens to this podcast. But it's just, eventually, last, it's you that know what you're doing. You and your God, maybe, that would know. So that is why when people, like, see people, they are like, oh, this person is a really nice person and things like that. And somebody is not telling you, oh, they are really horrible, or oh, they can like have tendencies to do like bad things like this. You're like, oh no, that's not possible. But yeah, you can never fully know a person. It's only the person and their God that would know themselves. And yeah, that's that, I guess. And again, throwing it back to you guys, are there little habits or little vices that you catch yourself doing, or that it's only you that know that you do? It's just little things here and there that make you not so much of a good person. And I realized that, you know, I say I don't like talking too much. Yes, half of the time it's because I don't even have the strength to talk. But also because I know I can be a liar. So maybe if I talk less, I won't lie so much, because it's when I open my mouth and talk that I fabricate things. So maybe if I do not talk so much, then I would not fabricate so many things, so that my lies would be at least to the barest minimum. But anyway, that's about that, Sha. I will see you guys in tomorrow's episode of Podmas, and we'll talk more about me and 2023 and life and Nigeria. I don't know, all that good stuff. See you tomorrow. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode, why not share with your friends?